What do you mean I turned it up? DJ, turn it up. DJ, turn it up. DJ, turn it up. Oh my god, you stupid fucking headphones that have no wire. So I gotta sit upright. But. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to episode 3 of the Counterculture Podcast. Yes, you heard that right, ladies and gentlemen. We're thinking...
We've changed the name already.
Yeah. I mean, let us know in the
It went from last to lost to counterculture.
If you go back to episode 1, I start the podcast and I'm like, welcome to the last gen in this... And then you go, it's lost. But... To get serious here, we want to change it to a counterculture podcast. We think it just fits so well with kind of like our message here. It just like you read it counterculture. It makes sense. We like it more. But let us know in the comments if you're watching this podcast and you're like, I like last gen more, let us know. But we're thinking counterculture.
Dude, no way this does this the whole time.
What?
Just slowly inches towards you.
Why is yours moving?
Because it's at a slant.
That's really fucking annoying. Yeah, and if you can't tell, here on episode 3, we're still trying to mess around with all the camera gear, the quality of the camera, white balance, you know? I'm not a tech whiz here, boys. Just figuring it out. But
Come on.
Like always, if you're here, we appreciate you. And
what the hell?
Life is good.
All right, I'm just gonna have to like keep my finger here the whole time, or like my leg.
Maybe is it not because it's tightened right here, down here? All right, hold on, folks.
You can't tighten the You can't tighten the swivel cam, you dumbass. This is where you should question his intelligence. How is tightening the up and down feature?
Let go of it.
How is tightening the up and down feature going to stop it from swiveling towards you? Please explain.
I don't know. I was in physics 100 in high school. Not 200.
And the orange reading group, don't forget that.
Yeah. What?
That thing's glowing. Do you see that?
Well, I think it's just from the sunrise. But we have 2 bars on the camera right now, so I really have no idea how long this... Hopefully we can hit 30 minutes on this podcast today. But if not... We'll just have as much as the camera allows us to have. I'm still trying to fuck around with the camera here. We have a beautiful sunrise coming up here. I don't know how well you guys can see it, but
it's immaculate.
It's beautiful to say the least.
Wake up early, see the sunrise.
I can't hear you.
Huh?
I can't hear you.
I said wake up early, see a sunrise, get sun. Eat a steak. Be a man.
Go monk mode.
We are monk mode.
Here, you gotta talk in your mic.
Huh?
I can't hear you when you don't talk in your mic.
Sing it.
Nice. Yeah, today's situation is not...
This is just fucking pissing me off.
I have to sit upright.
Should
like
we
this.
Just make the whole podcast about how this mic's pissing me off and we just don't get into anything?
Well, dude, put your knee up and like just kind of rest it like that... You know what I mean, bruv. Again, we're sorry for the slow intro. If you haven't tapped out of the video yet, you're a homie. Alright, dude. We're trying to deal with it. We'll just get into the video. Let's get shit going. Let's get it going.
Sun's poking through.
All right, dude. How you doing on this fine Monday?
All right, stop finally.
Huh?
I said stop finally.
Put your mic a little closer. Oh my god. the longest intro in history of podcasting.
All right, here we go. Now I'm set.
All right. Let's go, bruv. How you doing on this fine Monday?
How you want to start it?
What?
Just how you doing on this fine Monday?
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fantastic. I'm about to make a fucking fat rack off of Amazon. That's what I'll tell you what.
Were you watching videos? You purchased that course yesterday?
I have like 3 courses or 4 now on Amazon.
How much was that?
I probably dropped a grand. It's fine. It doesn't even fucking faze me though. Like I don't even care anymore. Like,
well, that's
the mentality that I've had from like, oh, I need to save my money to, oh, I need to invest my money to now. I'm just like, any money you work from a job is like fucking nothing. It's literally penny change. Like that's what some rich people will spend on a night out. The amount we have saved.
Well, that's actually the first thing I think we should get into, because I don't think we've touched up on this yet on episode 1 or 2, but the difference between investing in yourself and investing like in an asset.
Yeah, I follow you.
And I feel like that's something that we've really taken a while to understand and realize that at our point in life right now and at our age, like the most important thing for us to be doing right now is investing in ourselves. Because I remember like when we first started our so-called journey, I've said that so many times now, but I remember like I put 200 bucks in Bitcoin. I was like, wow, like I'm doing shit. Like, I'm an investor. I got like 200 bucks in Bitcoin, $100 in Ethereum on Coinbase. And I was like, yeah, it was good. Like, yeah. I'm an investor, but that is not going to do shit for you when you were young and you're trying to make it. You need to invest in yourself.
Asset allocation.
Yes.
We got to have 80% of our money invested.
Yeah.
That's stupid shit. Save your money. Stupid shit. Dumb, 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 dumb. Fucking 200 bucks in anything is not going to change your fucking life unless you're one of the lucky motherfuckers that put like 800 bucks in War Ape Yacht Club. Like, it's not gonna work like that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get it twisted. Like, you could invest in some shit crypto coin and your whole life can just change instantly. Like
the,
that guy.
The market's been sideways though for like the past.
I haven't been
since
keeping
we
up
started,
with crypto.
Bro, it's just been going sideways. It has not done anything since we started back in September when we first started investing, when it was on its absolute parabolic rise. Now it's just sideways, just fucking chopping up, chopping down. It hasn't done, the market's not exciting.
Well, like back to what I was saying was that guy in was it 2019 put, was it 1,000 or 5,000? Into Shiba.
2020, he put 5,000. The summer of 2020, he put 5,000 into Shiba.
And what that?
And then cashed out for 2 billion.
You guys just hear that?
Isn't that insane?
This guy put $5,000.
Think back to what you were doing in 2020. I was just getting like drunk at a fucking lake beach. I need to stop swearing, for the love of God.
Bleep. Fucking this, fucking that.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, like but.
Idiot. See, I actually had to fight back the urge to say, fucking idiot.
Oh my God, there's so much sand right here. Well,
swearing like a sailor.
Back to that. Like, don't get it twisted. Putting in some money on a shitcoin can actually change your life. Like, we just said that, like, $5,000, that's not crazy amounts of money. But also, it's invest in yourself. But, like, in a like strategic way, like don't.
All right, let me explain that.
Well, okay, what I'm trying to say here, people. Sorry for my stupidness. Stupid is even a word.
I don't know. You make up words a lot.
I'm just trying to embarrass myself at this point. It's good.
Cut to the clip.
But don't waste your money on stupid shit. Well, like no, if you're gonna invest yourself, it has to be things that are gonna like. Make you better, learn a new skill. It's
Here's my problem.
Oh, invest in myself. Here's I need a new Christian Dior pair of shoes. That's investing in myself. Like, no, that's stupid.
Here's my problem with it. And this ties into NFTs as well. Like, when I was on my NFT craze, you're banking on somebody to make you money. That's all it is. Like, you're banking on the team or the founders to make you money. When in reality, you should be learning the skills yourself to pay yourself. Because you're not really learning anything. Like, yeah, like in NFTs, you could be, all it is fucking luck, really. Like, you investing, you chose the right fucking animal project and you made it 1,000x gains. Right?
Yeah.
Because all it is a bunch of 10,000 profile picture projects coming out, and you just got to pick the right animal. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Like, you just got lucky. You didn't learn any skills. It's not going to pay you in the future. You just got lucky, really. So that's my problem with the investing part. And also, you invest like $500. Like, that's not going to change your life. Like, the likelihood of that changing your life is so slim. You put that in the Bitcoin. Bitcoin's already made its fucking parabolic gain. It's not going to a million like those fucking Ponzi scheme fucking losers.
Fucking.
Ay, Jesus Christ. I need to stop.
You're saying fucking a lot, for sure.
I know. The Ponzi scheme people, where, because Bitcoin is one just big Ponzi scheme, 90% own, or no, 10% own, it's like 80 to 90% of the supply. So they're just trying to convince you, oh, buy this. You're pretty much their exit liquidity, pretty much. But that's besides the point. Like, $500 in Bitcoin is not going to change your life.
Yeah. Don't want to get down the crypto rabbit hole right now.
Put that into a course. Learn a skill. Learn high-paying skills.
Yeah, so to wrap that up.
That's what I'm doing. Learn the Amazon. Got a product idea in mind. See how it does. I drop $1,000, $3,000, $5,000. I don't even fucking care. It's nothing. It's penny change.
Yeah, you gotta change your mentality about money. And to wrap that up, when you're young, invest in yourself, and things are gonna make you better every day. Make you learn new skills that are gonna make you money instead of wasting it on stupid shit that doesn't matter. And even what goes well with that, actually, is one thing that's taken me a while to learn is learning how to handle money. Because if, I think it was Chris Cron, who's a real estate guy, I saw a video, a little clip on him on an Instagram reel, and he was saying, if you can't handle $100, you'll never be able to handle $1,000 or $1,000,000, $100 million.
You used to be real bad with your money.
Yeah, because I remember back in the day, I think my first job, I was a camp counselor, and every Friday I would get in that direct deposit, and it was gone by Monday, every single time, without a doubt. I was just, oh, new check. And that's what just keeps you in the rat race, is you get the check, you spend the check, and then you wait for the next check. And it's just a cycle, and like, learning how to handle your money and spend it where it actually matters, and keeping it for important things. It's huge.
But to add on to that, though, the same time of learning how to handle your money, you also gotta realize when you have an income problem and you have a spending problem.
Yeah, and that goes into the next part.
That's a big fucking difference, because you can't save your way to be a millionaire. You can't save your way to be rich.
Yeah, hold on. How many times have you seen a video and it's like, if you just put $100 into your Roth RIA, by the time you're 65, you'll have $3.5 million. It's that simple. It's like, okay, so you're just gonna waste your whole life fucking working in 9 to 5, and then by the time you're 65 and you can't do jack shit, then you'll be a millionaire. Like, I've seen millions of those videos.
Your income. Right now, like, we are living at the bare minimum, like, just the bare minimum to live. Stupid cheap rent, only spending money on food.
Yeah, rent 600.
We have talks like, oh, should we cut this out? Should we cut this out? The only time where it makes sense, if it saves us time, because it's saving us money so we can do more work. But like, What is $5? What is a $5 coffee every day gonna change your financial situation? Like, it's not. Like, if you're doing the right thing,
oh, dude, a $5 coffee, that's
pay $35 a week. Multiply that by 4, 100. Fuck, 140. 140 a month. Multiply that by 12. What is that? 1,800, something like that. How is that going to change your life? It's not.
Yeah.
That's like saving that money is not going to change your life.
Yeah, I mean, well, realizing when it's like you have the income, and that's, I think that's our biggest thing right now is we have become so, is it frugal? Is that the word?
You gotta continue the sentence. I can't tell you if that's the right word or not.
This is the same chef in like episode one. But like, right, we become word. Real like real frugal on our spending, and
yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah, okay, let's go, baby.
Good job. Good job.
And we our expenses are very low now, and now the only problem is it's not our spending, it's our income. We need to raise our income. And that's just a mentality thing, I think.
Yeah, it's a definite shift. I mean,
it's like, it's not like, oh no, we gotta be saving more. It's no, we gotta be really making more.
It's just slowly but surely
making money, more money outside of your 9 to 5.
People underestimate how long it actually takes just to switch their mindset up.
Well, yeah, you get like, I think, is that even a
you like? You say, oh, I, you, because there's so many people like, oh, I need to start working out, I need to lose weight, or whatever, or any goal, really. Like, I need
you gotta get rid of the bad habits to put in the good.
But it's like, you've been having these habits for years. Like, it's going to take so long to get that uningrained out of your mind, especially if you're older. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. You know the saying.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of, like I just said, get rid of the bad habits.
Yeah, but it takes a while.
Implement the good habits.
It takes a while. Just to even start making forward progress, to even get yourself in the right frame of mind to make forward progress, I feel like.
Well,
because think about when we first started, we were only talking about this shit. Like, we didn't even do anything. We just talked about it. I didn't even believe it was like possible. It's like, oh yeah, that would be nice. This shit's whack. I don't want working 9 to 5. I hate college. Like, this is not for me. That's all we talked. We just talked about that all the time. But didn't actually do anything. It took us a while to actually be like learning, putting in the reps, and be like, oh shit, like I can do this.
Yeah, thoughts are just thoughts. They're, and it's as simple as that.
Like, you need that though.
You need the thoughts, but it, like, it just comes down to action. It's like, cheesy as it sounds, like, take action, quit your 9 to 5. Like, you actually, it's true. It all just comes down to action. You know what I'm saying, bruv?
Don't start with the accent, man.
You know what I'm saying, bruv?
Yeah, that's going to be cool, like, when we start traveling out to Thailand. Like, we're going to have the accent now.
I don't think so.
Yes, we will.
I don't think it works like that.
Yes, it does. You're going to be a minority there. You know how many Americans are in Thailand? Very few. You probably have a bunch of...
Oh, we'll have an accent out
any
there.
Any of the expats will be Aussie or British. Where are we at?
We're at 19.
We're gonna have an accent.
Yeah, out there.
We're gonna be like a British guy come to America, and all the girls like, "Oh my god, fucking him just because he has an accent."
Yeah, and also just to clarify for the listeners out there, like I've said multiple times, we're on the beautiful island of Nantucket, as you can see, on the beach. But our plan is to stay here for a year, kind of isolate ourselves and grind. And then we plan to head to Thailand, which is going to be absolutely insane.
The name of the game is earn in USD, spend in whatever shitty currency the place you live in.
Yeah, that's
spend
that's,
in pesos.
That's, yeah,
spend in baht, which is the Thai currency. Thai currency. 1 baht is 3 cents in US dollars. Your money goes so far there. You could be living for $1,000 a month and be balling. bawling in the United States. And imagine New York City. That wouldn't even get you rent.
I know.
$1,000 a month. It's crazy. It's a
whole different world. But one thing I actually want to touch up on in today's podcast episode is...
That was so ASMR.
I know. It was real real gentle voice here. It's how, like, we've completely just, stepped away from the so-called, like, bullying. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I remember back when, before we moved here, we were like, damn, like, we need to go out, because we were just, like, working all the time, and, like, we're going to get, like, socially awkward. But then once, like, we confirmed we were coming here, remember I went out for, like, 5 weekends straight?
Yeah. Oh, my, that was a massive wave.
Dude.
That was too close for comfort. All right, carry on.
And I went out for like 5 weekends straight.
Yeah.
I really feel like, because you also see those tweets and those, I don't even, what else would it be? Those tweets I see. that was real intelligent for me. But you see those tweets and they're like, oh, you need to stay going out, talking to women so you don't lose your touch, but you also got to work on yourself, work out. Fresh and
fit type shit.
Yeah, you know, like the normal spiel. But I feel like you might lose it for like a weekend, but by the second weekend you go out, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, this is like familiar. Like this is, you're back in the swing of things, of going out and like talking to people again. I feel like it's not that big of a deal, like that you're not going out and like socializing.
Mm-hmm.
You get, do you remember when we first, one of like the first times we went out, we were both shaking.
Yeah, we hadn't gone out in so long.
We just been working and grinding for months on end. Go out for one time, we're like really having like social anxiety. We're like, what the fuck is this? This has never happened to me before.
Well, that's like one thing I kind of want to address here, and I don't want people to, like, I don't want to become this podcast where, and like the past one episode three and the past episodes have all been about like mindset, and I don't want to like wrap myself. Bro,
we can't even help it though.
Oh no, okay, let me finish here, motherfucker. I really don't want this podcast to be this like all these, like, I see all the time these like cringe people are just like, go monk mode, like. Fucking not, like, just oh, I hate it.
Attention, and you will fly.
I don't want to get it twisted. Like, you gotta have balance in life. You got, like, get lit with your friends. Like, do all the things you like to do. Like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, you have to be a grinding 24/7, investing in assets and investing in yourself. Like some money Twitter type vibe here. Like, you gotta have balance in life. Like, getting lit, going out.
I don't agree.
Oh, let me finish. I think you should have that balance, but I think, especially where we're at right now, it's all we care about is leaving our 9-to-5 and living the life we want. So right now, like, our whole mindset and everything we're consuming is about grinding, side hustle, all that stuff. So that, and it's coming onto the pod and it's showing on the pod, but
so you just completely contradicted yourself, though.
What do you mean?
You're saying you need balance in your life, but then you're saying how all we do is work. Like, I don't agree that you need balance in your life at all.
Well, I'm not trying to say,
if you want to live an exceptional life, you need to do something different from the norm. Like, you can't be going out every weekend. It's just not feasible.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying like you need to have balance. I'm saying like you don't need to be a complete fucking like. Just lose it your whole life. It's just like I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I don't want this podcast to get wrapped in this whole like.
It will change as their interests change. I mean, like, what do we talk about now? Like, what are we doing? We don't really have many cool things going on besides all we do is work. We work 24/7.
So
So it's hard to talk about other things because that's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
But as we find success, as we get freed up from the 9 to 5, as we start making money online, if this Amazon thing goes through, we move out to Thailand and we're going out to the full moon parties, things like that, like our stories will change because we'll be doing different things. Right?
Yeah.
But I just think if you want to be exceptional in anything, you gotta be obsessed. But
yeah, I worded that wrong. It's not you need balance. I just
no, but if you want to live, you can live a normal life with balance. Like this, like just being normal. Like just being normal. You don't have to work a 9 to 5. Like you can literally just put in time after work for a year straight, learn Amazon. Or learn dropshipping, learn some sort of side hustle skill. There's so many people that are location independent and just travel the world, living in Bali, South America, Thailand, wherever, and they just have an Amazon store that's run for them pretty much. They have virtual assistants. They don't really have to do much, and they work 2 hours a day, and they just fucking chill on the beach, do whatever interests them, and like they're happy doing that, and they don't really have aspirations of being like a multi millionaire, being super rich. They just want to have freedom and time.
Yeah.
So it's just like where your goals are aligned, really.
Well, and I think that's a big thing is like you are what you're consuming and what your environment is. Like right now, all we do is work, and all we're trying to do is leave our 9 to 5 and just create a life that we want. So that's like, that's our whole being right now, and that's our whole environment. But if you were partying 24/7, consuming party content on social media, like back in like when you were in college, you were following all those party accounts, like your whole life was just getting lit. And if you weren't getting lit, you were like a loser. Dude, that was your mentality.
Yeah. I remember Sundays, dude, that like, after the weekend, this was back when I was in college, I'd be like, I go to my buddies and I'm like, fuck, like, what the hell? Like, the Sunday scares would hit hard. I'm like, damn, I wish it was Friday. It's like Sunday. And you just wait. You just, like, sleepwalk through the whole week, waiting to the next weekend. Because all you do is really consume party content. I'd follow Barstool Sports, drunk people doing things, high people doing things, fifth year. Full send, all that garbage. You just
yeah. Well, here's what I'm really trying to say, because I was rambling on, sounding like a fucking idiot. But you are what you are. You are like what you're consuming and what your environment is, and that's just what we are right now. So that's why we sound the way we're sounding and talking about things that we're talking about. But like, I like getting lit. Like getting lit is so much fun with your boys and just doing stupid shit. I just don't want people to get it twisted that we're. No matter what in life, you have to grind. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get that.
I don't want to, like, I don't want to get wrapped up into, like, the money Twitter. Like, I don't want people to think, like, oh, you have to grind. Fuck well, a 9 to 5. No, go monk mode.
That's just how they market themselves, or how they, even if they're not even trying, that's just how they are. Because that content probably does pretty well. Like, eat a steak. Go get some fuck bitches, fuck 9s and 10s, have multiple women.
It's like, dude, I hate it.
You're so cringe. Like, stop.
And even like seeing that content online, I'm like, oh my god, shut up. And at the same time,
I don't know if they actually sound like that. Though. Like, because now that the more you get into the entrepreneurship world and the business world, you start to realize, do these people even really believe it, or is it just marketing? Because you start to see, once you start to like, start really looking into marketing, because if you're trying to market your own thing, everything you see online and every product, anything is some form of marketing. So yeah. It's like, do they really believe that? Are they trying to achieve a desired outcome?
All right, well, we have...
Are we already at 30
minutes?
We're
at 30 minutes, so...
No way.
If you're seeing this right now, it's a black screen because our camera is definitely off right now. But
I don't think it is.
I don't know. We'll see. But
dude, it's already 30 minutes.
Hey, I'm trying to fucking wrap this up right now. Thanks for watching episode 3. Kind of rambled on about
random shit.
Random shit like the past 3. So if you're here, thanks for watching. Like and subscribe.
Feel different.